Welcome to the Real Estate Espresso Podcast, your morning shot of what's new in the world of real estate investing. I'm your host, Victor Menashe. On today's show, we're talking about how cities are getting pressure to perform better when it comes to turning around zoning, site plan, and building applications. Many cities have earned a terrible reputation for being bureaucratic nightmares when it comes to getting a zoning application approved or a site plan, and in many cases, even a building application. Most cities have recognized that a new zoning application is complex and it requires a multidisciplinary approach. And for that reason, most cities offer an informal pre-consultation meeting. This gives the developer the opportunity to get feedback from all the city departments in a single one-hour meeting. There'll be the planning department, utilities, fire department, police department, the streets department, the parks department, and maybe even the local school district. Having gone through countless of these types of meetings, I can tell you that they are definitely helpful compared with no pre-consultation, but they fall short of what's being ultimately needed. Cities have a job to do, and they can't spend a ton of time in meetings with developers on projects that are still at the concept stage. Who knows if these projects will ever see the light of day? I can also tell you from firsthand experience that cities often suffer from indecision that looks like a moving goalpost from the perspective of the developer. In fact, I can't think of a single application before a city that has not experienced moving goalposts. By moving goalposts, what I mean is that you get feedback from the planning department telling you what it will take to get your application approved. You hold a roundtable pre-consult meeting with all the city departments, then you submit the application and the feedback from the city is full of surprises. So you make modifications to address the concerns that were raised and resubmit. This time, you get an entirely new set of feedback. That feedback could have been provided the first time, but for some reason it wasn't. This is an iterative process of redesigning and resubmitting to the city that is so time-consuming. Each time the city gets a new revision, it often takes weeks to get any feedback. Cities have been getting a lot of heat from the development community and from politicians as well. Nobody can seem to explain convincingly why it has to take 2 years or longer to get an application through the process. It seems excessive, and it is. Those communities that are suffering the most with affordability often have the longest and most bureaucratic approval process for new supply. Since pricing for homes is linked to supply and demand, the government-induced drag on new supply is actually working against the goal of bringing new supply into the market. And unless government's going to get into the housing business on their own and get into the driver's seat for the majority of new housing in the market, they need to create market conditions that enable private enterprise to be successful in the market. What we've seen across multiple cities is that planning departments are experiencing high staff turnover. Managers of those departments are often reluctant to step in for fear of alienating staff that are currently there in the job. Oftentimes, when there is a staff change, that presses the reset button on an application and causes completely brand new feedback on the same project. We've seen all manner of contradictory feedback. At first, they don't care about bicycle paths. Then they want bicycle paths. They will allow a sewer lift station, but then they want the sewer lift station that's 8 times larger, so it'll provide a regional lift station. They want a drainage canal fenced off, and then they want a paved path along the side of the canal. The proposed setback from the property line is fine, and then later they want it increased. They don't like the color of the building. The building looks too urban. They want more materials and articulation of the facade. Some of the feedback clearly doesn't adhere to the city's own rules, leaving the developer to wonder whether the planner made a mistake, did the rules just change without us knowing about it? If it's a simple mistake, will the planner recognize the error and correct it, or will they double down on their mistake and try and defend it? In the province of Ontario, where I live, the provincial government has imposed a new turnaround time target that all major cities in the province have to meet. That goal is a 6-month turnaround time for all new zoning and site plan applications. The cities have responded by changing their application process. Rather than actually trying to improve, they've moved all of the negotiations that historically would have been taking place over several years between developers and the city and pushed them to the front end of the process. They're going to require all of those deliverables for a completed application to be absolutely perfect, and they want that all to happen during the pre-consultation phase. Basically, they want to take all of the work that would have traditionally been completed during the application process and move it to the front end. That way, the city can now claim that they're processing applications faster than ever. The truth is, they're not adding any staff, they're not doing their work any faster, they're merely changing when the clock starts counting. The only thing that seems to be reducing the workload for city staff is the current downturn that's being experienced in new construction real estate, which has resulted in numerous project cancellations. Some of the cities we speak with regularly are definitely getting caught up on their backlog as a result. Maybe you're getting your first application in front of the city and you're surprised by the responses you're getting. All I can tell you is that there are no surprises. You need to expect the unexpected. As you think about that, have an awesome rest of your day. Go make some great things happen. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.